Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Dalet. Kuf Dalet, and we are on Kuf Dalet, I'm an Aleph on the top, the third line. Just one Hosafa. I got a couple of emails, and I noticed that for some reason the last 2 minutes of the daf on Kuf Beis was cut off. So just to mention the last point that I wanted, that I said there, that is very valuable to know about, and that's the Neshama Yesera issue on Yontif, which people might have heard about before, but just to mention the different shitas. Is there a Neshama Yesera on Yontif? Right? Because we saw on Daf Kuf Beis and Mabeis that they're Pashas, we don't do Besamim on Mosa Yontif. So the question is there a Neshama Yesera on Yontif? And we have the question that goes in both directions. If there is, after all, on Shabbos going into Yontif, we don't have Besamim, which makes it seem like there is a Neshama Yesera. If that's true, so then why on Motzah Yontif do we not have Besamim? And if there is not the Neshama Yesera, then why is it that on Motzah Shabbos we don't have Besamim? That's the question that the Rishonim deal with. So, three or four suggestions given, and the Rishonim already. The Rashbam, right on the bottom of Kuf Beis Mabeis, the Rashbam says that there is a Neshama Yesera on Yontif. Right, there is a Neshama Yesera on Yontif. He does not deal with the next question then. Then after Yontif, why don't we have Besamim? So that we saw from one of the Rebbes in the Margalei Sashas, the answer of, well, Shabbos is all about the Kedusha made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yontif, we make the Kedusha, and Kedusha that human beings make stays with us. So even after Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, maybe Al Pi Hashkafa, it stays with us, and therefore we don't need the Besamim to cheer us up. One answer. The Ran on the Daf, Kuf Beis, says, no, the difference is you always need Besamim when there's an extreme fall. So Shabbos to weekday is an extreme fall. That's why you need it. Mashenki and the other two, going to Yontif and going from Yontif, there's an Neshama Yesera, but it's less Kedusha, as we know. That's not the full Kedusha of Shabbos, and therefore one does not need the Neshama. Machlokas, we've shown him whether it is whether there is one on Yontif or not. The Ramah we noted last, also the Ramah writes in Tavrei Samach Dalet, we do not say Nishmas on Hoshana Rabbah. And the Gra amazingly says, what's his source? This Rashbam. How is this Rashbam the source? The Rashbam says that there's a Neshama Yesera on Shabbos or Yontif. We don't say Nishmas on Hoshana Rabbah, because Hoshana Rabbah, Nishmas Kol Chai, the Gra's understanding the Ramah, is a reference to the Neshama Yesera. We only say that on Shabbos or Yontif. When there is a Neshama Yesera, we don't say it on Hoshana Rabbah, which is a Yom Chol. And finally, we just mentioned at the end that the Tosfos Rid has a daya that they did have a Samim on Motzah Yontif. Right? We don't do that, but there is a daya that in Italy they had a Neshama Yesera on Yontif, and not only that, they did Besamim on Motzah Yontif. Okay, there was more, but that's the main sheetus that I just wanted to mention again for those who might have missed it. Okay, now we're back to today's daf, Kuf Dalet Amar Aleph. We are on the third line. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So yesterday we got into the issues of Yaknahaz, Havdalah, and Kiddush, and how many Havdalahs one should make. That was the last point, and that's what we're going to continue with today. How many Havdalahs one should make. By the way, there was a Daf Be'in Shir last night on the Inyanim of Halachas of Kiddush. Hopefully it should be posted already on the website. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamavdil, Tzorach Sheyomar Me'ein Chasima Samach L'Chasimaso. When one makes Havdalah, one has to repeat a summary of the chasima right before the chasima. So whatever the bracha is, we have to mention in Me'in chasima right beforehand, just like we have by Shmoneh Esrei. V'chzireinu b'tshuva shleim al-fanecha, brachat Hashem, arotze b'tshuva. Ki go'el chazakata, brachat Hashem, go'el Yisrael. Ki kel melech rofe, brachat Hashem, rofe choli. So we have to have a summary right before the bracha. That's Shmuel Shita. U'pimputusai amri, me'in psichasan, sabach lechasimasa. No, you have to sum up the beginning close to the end. Not sum up the end. Sum up the beginning or sum up the end. That's the machlokas. Mai beinayu, ike beinayu, yontif shechol diyos achara Shabbos. The difference is, if it's yontif that falls out on Sunday, the chasminon bein kodesh lekodesh. There, the chasima is going to be bein kodesh lekodesh. But earlier we had said, bein kodesh lechol. Ma damar mein psichasan, somach lechasibasan, lo boi lemeimar, bein kedushas shantas lekedushas yantav iftalta. According to the one who says that you need mein the psicha somach lechasima, you don't have to say, bein kedushas shantas lekedushas yantav, because that's what you say at the end. right? Ben Kodesh LaKodesh, but you don't say that earlier. So you wouldn't have to. Man da Amar Main Chasimasan, Samach LaChasimasan, you would have to. Boy LaMeimar Ben Kedusha Shabbos, LaKedusha Yantif, Hivdalta. Right? So that is the, what you would need to say. And we say the Ben Kedusha Shabbos, LaKedusha Yantif. As I mentioned yesterday, the Rambam Shita is, or 2 days ago, I'm sorry, the Rambam Shita is that both Kiddush and Havdalah are Daraisa. They're both Daraisa, Bekedusha Shabbos, Bekedusha Yantif, Hivdalta. The Rambam holds, Mitzvah Zaseim in Atara L'Kaddish, Yom HaShabbos, Bidvarim, Vatzorach L'Zachreihu, Bekenisa So, Ubi Yisiyah So. If you remember it, the Magen Mishnah there in Perek Haftes and Hilchas Shabbos says that, Midivar Rabbeinu Nira, Bibiur, Shu Sofer, Shavdala Gamkin, Dvar Torah, Vakol Bechlal Zakar, Ra'isi Mefarshim Chalukim Mizeh. And I've seen other Rishonim hold that Havdalah is Durabban and Havdalah is not Deoraisa. Rav Shechter in the Ginas Egos discusses this Bachlokas Rishonim, and he says, depending on what you say by Havdalah, that might clue you in into what the mitzvah of Kiddush is really all about. If you say Havdalah is also Deoraisa, then one might say that the Mahus and the message of Kiddush and Havdalah together are cordoning off Shabbos, right? We separate it both before and then afterwards. It's something special, it's something unique, just like there's a police line, do not cross, surrounds the entire area. So Kiddush and Havdalah work together as a team. Shabbos is cordoned off from the rest of the week. That is the message of Kiddush and Havdalah, according to the Rambam. V'ldasa Rambam, inyan mitzvah zachira haino lazkir ulahakir Havdalas yimei kodesh miyimei chol v'hevda v'chilik zeshayach bein b'tchiloson bein b'sofo shokol yom min hayam ha'mekudashim bein b'shabbat bein b'yontif. Unlike the Magen Mishnah, quoting the Rishonim that says Durabanan, Kiddush must have a different idea. It's not coordinating it off. So what is it? Says Rav Soloveitchik, he quotes that maybe the message is like the din in the Gemara. In Masechet Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel, we have the halacha that a bechor of a behemoth tahora, even though it's automatically a karban, the Gemara says, mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah to sanctify it myself, to add on a personal element of human creation to the karban. So maybe the same thing with Kiddush. Shabbos is Kaddish V'Omid, Kviya V'Kaima. Even if I don't do anything at Shabbos. But there's still an idea of Mitzvah L'Hakdisho. To sanctify, to add the personal element of human endeavor to this day. And it could be the Rambam holds of that also. It's just that the Rambam has an additional level of cordoning off Shabbos. Interesting, the Havdalah Machlokes might tip us off to what the Kiddush Machlokes is as well. And Rav Shechter, yeah. We're talking about Havdalah al Hakos. It could be whatever Havdalah you're saying, whichever one is first. The Rabbanan told us we fulfill Havdalah in two ways, both in Tefillah and in Alayayin, but that's what we hold. There's a beautiful Melech Shlomo. Melech Shlomo is one of the commentaries on Mishnayos. The Melech Shlomo in Meseches Chala at the end of the first parak. The Mishnah there says that if I want to give my entire field as Truma, I want to say, you know what, I'm the Kohen, it was really nice to be today. My entire field is Truma, or my entire dough is Challah. The Mishnah says what I said is meaningless. I've not given any Truma. Ha'omer kol garni Truma, v'chol isasi Challah lo omar klum, ash yishayer mixas. Until some of it is left over, you have to have some left over. Ask Melech Shlomo. But there are days out there that you don't have to do that by Reishis Hageis. What if I want to give all the wool on my sheep to the Kohen? Reishis Hageis, one of the Manas Kuna, that you're allowed to do. Then it's Reishis Hageis. But when it comes to Truma or Challah, something with Kedusha, you have to have some left over. Why is that? Explains, there's the note here in the Melech Shlomo on Mishnayos, nearly Hainu. Bidavar sheyesh bo mishum kedusha, sheyesh bo chiyav hafrasha, mishum asod, sheyesh bo lahavdil hakodesh minachol. Havdalah. Havdalah requires a contrast. In order to appreciate kedusha, you have to have something that is not as kadosh. Ki lo ratza Hashem yizbarach, shi kocho shel kodesh v'chol me'uravin. Hashem does not want kodesh v'chol mixed up. Lefichach. Imafresh Yoser Mereshis lo asav lo klum shadai nisharu kodesh v'chol meuravin. You need reishis shiare nikaren in order to create kedusha. There has to be chol. If it's all meurav, it's just gray. Aval hacha lekam mavatano shum kedusha. But by Reishis Hagayis, there's no kedusha to that wool. It's a matana to give to the kohen. He can make clothing out of it. Aval mishum levush hakohen kapid rachmana hamosef arizim meshubach v'tavo alav bracha v'lo amar Torah Reishis el lahakel al hanosein sheyosi dechovaso afil bereishis shall call dehu. The stam Reishis called dehu mashma, but for Truma, where there's Kedusha, you always need a contrast. That's the message. We always have these Avdalas. Bein Kodesh L'chol, Bein Or L'choshech, Bein Yisrael L'amim. One of the Baal Musar points out, Kodesh and Chol, Yom Ba, right, Bein Shabbos L'sheshis Me'amaseh, right, two totally different worlds. Bein Yisrael L'amim, two totally different worlds. The Kedusha of Am Yisrael, it's not just a quantitative, you know, jump. It's like Shabbos and weekday. But it's like Yom V'Layla. It's like all the Kedushos are totally contrast. Right? That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos. Also on Daf Tes, that one of the Amoraim said he used to run to see the Malchei, the human Malachim. Why? Because when Mashiach comes and he sees the true Melech, and when HaKadosh, when he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yizke Yavchin. Why? Because he'll see the contrast then. To see the contrast is to appreciate Kedusha. Okay, let's continue.
You say Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov, it's also named Psicha, right?
It's, you say Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yontif. I'm saying, but we start off Hamavdo Mein Kodesh L'chol. We start off, that's the main Psicha.
So do you lose anything like that?
So do you lose it? The Chiyuv is to say Samach L'chasim or Samach L'Psicha. I think it's saying Bo'i L'Meimar. Do you need to? Do you need to? If you say Bein Hamavdol B'Kedushas Shabbos L'Kedushas Yontif, is that Bein Kodesh L'Chol? It's not Chol in relative terms, but we still don't call that Chol. We'll get to Chol HaMoed in a couple of minutes. Let's continue first a little bit. Gufa. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia. Hapoches lo yifchos mishalosh v'hamosef lo yosef al sheva. As we said up above. Right, we have to have between three and seven acknowledgments of Havdalah. Between 3 and 7. Meisve, so why does the Tosefta in Brachas say, Omer Havdalos b'motzoi Shabbosos u'b'motzoi Yomim Tovim. We say make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yontif, u'b'motzoi Yom HaKippurim, and Motzoi Yom Kippur. That's not just a Motzei Yontif, because Havdalah then is a little different. As we know, right, Ner is a little different, and the idea of whether we are going from an Isser Malacha full to weekday, u'b'motzoi Shabbos l'Yontif. And for Motzei Shabbos Yontif, you also make Abdallah. Uba Motzei Yontif L'Chol HaShalmoed. You always make Abdallah when you go down in Kedusha to nothing or to at least a different level. Avaloba Motzei Yontif L'Shabbos. But when you go up in Kedusha, you don't make Abdallah. Then we said, the Mishnah says we learned in Brachas in the second parak, you have the Tkiyos. You have the Tkiyos in the days of the Talmud when you go up to warn people about the Kedusha that is coming in. You make Havdalah when it is going down. The Rashbam here says, when the Nichnas Kedusha, it's more Chamor, right? So then that's when we don't have Havdalah, but we only have Havdalah when we go down. Haragil, let's finish the question first. Haragil Omer Harbe, Vishena Ragil Omer Achas. If you're Ragil and you're able to say many, then you could say a lot of these. If you're a Bucky, you could say all of these. And if you're not a Ragil, you only say one. You only say one. We said you have to have three as minimum. So what does it mean, one? Tanoi, really it's a machlokas tanoim. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Binon Shel Kedoshim Omer, that's a nickname of somebody, children of the holy ones, say Omer Achas. That's one opinion. V'nagu am lomer shalosh. But the minhag olam is to say at least three. Ma nihu benon shel kedoshim. Who is that a nickname for? Rabbi Menachem Bar Simoi. He's the benon shel kedoshim. V'yamai karu le benon shel kedoshim. Why is he called that? Delo istakel bitsurasa dezuza. He never looked at the picture on a coin. Istakel bitsurasa dezuza. What exactly does that mean? And why is he called, if he didn't look, why is he called the child of someone, of Kadosh? He's a Kadosh. Right, so what does it mean? So first, what does it mean? We have this back in Brachas and in Shabbos and in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, if you remember, Kuf Mem Tesamet Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, HaMahalech Tachas Atzurav Tachas Diokonis V'chulu. U'diokona Atzma, a diokona, a form, a created form of a human being, Af bechol aser lehistak elba mishum shenemer al tifnu elho elilim. Don't turn to the elilim. Ask Tosfos there. Why? He says, what about here? Benan shel kedoshim. It sounds like it's not meikar adin. Sounds like everybody's got to do it in that Gemara. Are you allowed to look at forms that were created of human beings? Busts of human beings. So there's two Isurim. You're not allowed to create them. And we discuss this in Mitzvah Shir and Bashas Yisro. And also in terms of looking at them. So he has Tosis. This Gemara sounds like it's Asur Mikra Adin. So why does the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim say only Alas Benanshal Kedoshim? It's something special. Nireh to be Shavya L'Shem Avodas Gilulim Amar. It's only Iker Hadin if it's made L'Shem Avodah Zarah. If it's made to be worshipped, so then it's Asur to even look at Me Iker Hadin. Aval L'Noi, just made as a beautiful item? Mutter. Then that's mutter, and that's why Baranshal Kedoshim, that was a chumra. Michlal Debachrini Havi Mistakli. Other people used to look. That's the issue here. If it's it made l'shem avodah zarah or not. But again, l'chadchila sounds like it's not even a good idea to be in the bust business or to be in the maybe the mint business, right? You have forms on money, right? That's what the discussed about dolls. When somebody makes a doll, is there any issue with having a doll? In the days of old, 100 years ago, there were those that, not really so common today, people used to, my mother tells me stories, used to knock off the nose of a doll, right? To make sure that it's... it's not in violation of this. Most poskim say that really, if it's made, it's clearly made as a doll. So then, it's made as a toy. One doesn't have to do this, but either way, it's an important issue. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva about his father, the Chacham Tzvi. He says, "My father once came to a city, and they loved him in the city." Bezachuru batova chazir amiti abba mari rabbeinu agado hamakom ye beezro laad yamod zichro. Says there was a story, and they loved him so much, they wanted to make a statue, it's not clear, but they wanted to make a form of him. And he said, no, I don't want it. And finally, they got an expert that took one look at him, and even after he left, he was able to make a picture. They were making a picture of him, and he was very upset about it, and even though most poskim say that if it's colored, and it's this, and it's that, and it's only a little part of the head, he was still very upset about it, and so he talks about the tshuva, exactly what was done. But either way, that's this tshuva about looking at the benon shel kedoshim. So what about the other question? Why is it the benon? Should be kodesh. He's a kodesh. He's not the child of a kodesh. He does this. So in the Magalias Ashas, quotes one of the rebbes, Rav Mordechai Aryeh Halevi Horovitz. He says, "V'kasha lamatali zeh benon shel kedoshim. He should be a kadosh." So he quotes, "No, do ha'inyan hu." Adam. There are two reasons that people would love money. Two reasons. Number one, they love money because of the value of money, like most people. But then other people, yesh bnei adam schalim, there are some foolish people that love that je'ovim amamon, tsuras hamatbeya ba'atzmo, belim shum to'eles mizeh. This also might have been in the older days, not just we have money here that gets rubbed out, but in the days of old when the matbeos were beautiful themselves. So there's one like the money, like most people, for the toelas shabo that you could use it for, or for it itself. So he says, Cain, coin collections, right? Coin collections. People have coin collections. Cain yesh bnei adam shehema miyuchasim bar avhon kadishin shemiyachez ravosav hakadoshim l'toelas sheyeda. Some people are inspired by their family name that their parents had and their grandparents have, and they will use that for their benefit in order to go further and copy what their parents' actions. That comes out. This is my name. I'm going to be inspired by using that name and going further with it. But then there are others that just focus on the name itself. Okay, the name itself is automatic. There's something that is great for me. That is bar, right? I come from that. Bar avuam, velolushim toelas. So he's like somebody who just looks at the money without the money itself and not acting based upon it. So he said that's what the Amar Ashat, the Gemara says, benon shel kadoshim, de lo istakel b'tzarasa d'zuzah. He didn't just look at the surah d'zuzah. He didn't just look at his family name and say, oh, it's good enough. He went with it. Teshu lo haya be'elush de mistakel b'tzarasa d'zuzah. Looked at the tzura of the zuz, el lo hotzia to'eles mehayichus shel aviv hakadoshim. Okay, that's the Magalias Ashas for the day. Let's continue now. We're talking about Havdalah. Shalach le. Shalach lei Rav Shmuel bar Idi Chananya Achi Omar Achas v'lasilch zakavase. My brother said one, but we don't paskin like him, so we paskin more than that. We say a number of the havdalas. Oh, what about Chol HaMoed? Right, the Gemara said that we make havdalah when we go from Yontif to Chol HaMoed. Rav Elchanan in Beitza, in Osiyad Beit, has an interesting question. He says, does this depend on whether you say the Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Daraisa or Darabanan? It's a machlokas. Baalei Tosfos, the Rambam, we know there are five heterim on, of Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Davar Ha, first tour in Hilchas Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes it. Davar Ha'avid, Maaseh Hedyo, Tzarech Rabim, Paul Shein LaMayochal, all the five heterim of Chol HaMoed. Major machlokas we've shown him. How could there be heterim if Isra Malacha of Chol HaMoed is Daraisa? So how could there be these heterim? So it must be that the Isra Malach and Chol HaMoed is Drabanan. Must be. That's what some Rishonim say. Another Rishonim, Baalei Tosfos, say, no. It's an Isra Doraisa, but this is one of the places where we say the principle of Masra HaKasav HaChachamim. The Rabbanan have the right to interpret what the Isra Doraisa is. Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's Asr Malach Doraisa or Drabanan. Esra Bochanan, does that have any nafkaminas whether you make this the proper Havdalah on Motzei Yantav going into Chol HaMoed? Like if you would say that the Isra Malacha Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, would you say that Havdalah is only Darabanan? And if you say the Isra Malacha is Darabanan, then Havdalah would be Doraisa? Would you say that? So he has that possibility. Either way, though, there is a Machlokas Achronim, which we mentioned in the past, wondering, in general, what status does Chol HaMoed have? Obviously, it has a special status. Does it have an os? What about tefillin on Chol HaMoed? That's the major action, where we spoke about it a couple of days ago in the mitzvah shir. The mitzvah shir has started again, Baruch Hashem, in Losis Godedu. Right? Is there a problem with having various two different minhagim in the same shul in Chutz Laaretz? In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one minhag, no tefillin. But in Chutz Laaretz, is there any problem with various minhagim? So the question is, well, what does the Gemara say about tefillin on Chol HaMoed? It's very unclear. Or is it very unclear? Reb Chaim thought it was clear. The Binyan Sion thought it was clear. But it's not so clear. The Binyan Sion thought it was clear where in the Gemara does it say whether you should put a tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. The Gemara says in Sukkah that if somebody is going to do a lot of mitzvos, so we paskin, you make a bracha on each mitzvah. But there is a Tana that says you make a bracha lasos ha-mitzvos, to do the mitzvos. And Rashi there says, what mitzvos are you going to do? Rashi quotes, talis tefillin lulav sukkah. That's what Rashi quotes. Ah, says the Binyasiyan, when he wearing tefillin and sitting in the sukkah. Must be on Chol HaMoed. And therefore there's a raya. What's the way to get out of the raya? Maybe there's a comma between the two and the two. Maybe Rashi's just saying the two that always go together. Talis and tefillin, comma, that's one example. And sukkah and lulav is another example. So it's not a foolproof raya, but that's the Binyasiyan. He thinks it's a raya. Reb Chaim thought there's a different raya. But this will finish out this section. And Reb Chaim thought it was such a raya that when Reb Salvechik, when the Rav asked his father Reb Moshe, is that even a suffix? Maybe you should put tefillin on? He said Reb Chaim thought it was a foolproof raya. What's the raya? The Gemara in Arachin. Gemara in Arachin, Daf Yud, which talks about Hallel. Which days do you say Hallel? So the Gemara says, why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Why? Because it's not... I'll read you the Lashon of the Gemara. Why don't you say Hallel on... why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? It's not called a Moed. Why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Because it's not Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. Not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. Why don't you say Hallel on all the days of Pesach? Because it doesn't have a special carbon. So, the question is, Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We say Hallel every day. How do we say Hallel every day? It's not Ikdish Basiyas Malacha either. Right? We know there's always a Malacha. Says Reb Chaim, it must be that it is Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. It has certain heterim though. But it has full Kedusha. Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. That's the Lashon of the Gemara in Arachin, Daf Yudim Abeis. Reb Chaim thought that was such a clear raya, not a suffix. You don't even have to put on tefillin misuffix on Chol HaMoed. But either way, there's various Minhagim quoted. The Ramah quotes yes, maybe with a Tanai, maybe saying the Bracha quietly, maybe not saying the Bracha. Either way, one should follow their Minhag. But this has to do with the Havdalah that's made that night as well. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hamavdil. Oh, just one other Ha'ara. Amazing question. Right, what happens, and this is a perfect Hashuk Echemet question. What happens, Motsoi Shabbos going into Yantif, I forgot to make Avdalah. Or I was Asuk, I couldn't make Avdalah. So I didn't make Avdalah, Motsoi Shabbos going into Yantif. I remembered on Monday. So I'm going to make Avdalah on Monday. What do I say? Which Avdalah do I say? Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, which it is now. Or do I say Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, which is what I should have said. Usually the halacha is you can make Havdalah till Tuesday. So the Havdalah that you should have said on Motzei Shabbos, Yontif was on Sunday, was Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. But now, on Monday, when it's after Yontif...
But when you go from Motzei Shabbos to Yontif...
Motzei Shabbos to Yontif, you say I'm avdel bin Kodesh l'Kodesh. And now, if you go from a Yontif day to a weekday, you say I'm avdel bin Kodesh l'Chol. So the question is, which? What do you say on Tuesday? So he says l'chora hayanira. So he says l'chora. I would say I'm avdel bin Kodesh l'Chol. Dumya to tefilah tashlumin. When you make up a tefillah, you say whatever tefillah you're up to. Let's say I miss Mincha on Shabbos. I say two Myers weekday. So here too, you do whatever you're up to. But then he says, maybe not, because if I miss the tefillah, okay, I'm mashlim it right now, because there's a chovas tefillah right now. But here, mashing and avdallah, Hashem wanted you to be mavdom in kodesh l'kodesh. And you have to make this avdallah. So this avdallah because there's a chol never took place this week, did it? It was ben kodesh l'kodesh. So he said, I asked my father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv. And Rabbi Yashiv says, Hamavdim Kodesh L'chol. Say Hamavdim Kodesh L'chol for one of two reasons. He says, first of all, maybe because the Shulchan Aruch discusses that the brings a raya from Neiris Chanukah that the Reach, right? We should light Chanukah Neiros on Motzei Shabbos before you make Avdallah, because in Shul, because you should be Marich Shabbos, push Shabbos off. But what do you mean? It's not Shabbos anymore. You're lighting fire. Or in general, he says, every week you light fire, you light your Nair before you make Avdallah. How is that? It must be that the Or of Shabbos continues even after. So he says, it is Hamavdim Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Right? It is not. Shabbos continues till Tuesday. Right? It is Hamavdim Ben Kodesh L'Chol. And he quotes also from the from others that, right, the Nimshachas Kudusha Shabbos at Sof Yom Gimel. And therefore, it's okay to say Hamavdim Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Okay, we continue. Amar Bishua ben Levi, Hamavdil Tzarach Sheyomar Me'ein Havdalos Hamuris Batorah. Every Havdalah that we say needs to be a Havdalah that's parallel to a word Havdalah that's written in the Torah. One of the Havdalahs in the Torah. So, let's see. Meisvei, Seder Havdalah, Seich Omer, what do you say for Havdalah? Hamavdil Kodesh L'chol, Ben Ar L'choshech, Ben Yisrael O'amim, Ben Yom HaShvi'i, L'sheshes Yimei HaMaseh, Ben Tamei L'tahor, Ben Hayam L'charava, Bein mayim ha'elyonim l'mayim ha'tachtonim. Right, the upper waters and the lower waters, all of these havdalas. Bein kohanim l'levim v'yisraelim. Wow, lots of havdalas. V'choseim b'seder bracious. The bracha that you say at the end is baruch ad Hashem, right? So der bracious. Because Hashem was mesader bracious, right? He made all the havdalas. V'acherim omrim b'yotzer bracious. Not Mavdil, not the Soder, but Yotzer Bracious. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Choseim. This is on every week for Havdalah. Mekadesh Yisrael. That's the Havdalah that you make. Mekadesh Yisrael. That's the bracha that is used. Right, fourth wide line in the Rashbam. Mekadesh Yisrael, Mikol Olamosha Yatzar. Lokidesh El Yisrael. That's also related to Havdalah. He sanctified the Jews. The Im Isa, and if it's true, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, that you can only use Havdalahs where the word Havdalah is used in the Torah. Ha-bein hayam l'charav alok siva be'Havdalah. There's no Havdalah there. It says a Yavdel ben hayam, ben hayamu, ben ha-or, ben ha-choshech. But it says that the Yikavu amayim doesn't say Havdalah. So, sami mikam ben hayam l'charav. Okay, take it out. Take it out. I-hachi. I-hachi. Says the Gemara, Bein Yom Hashvi'i L'Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh Nami Me'ein Chasima Hu. Right, but what do you mean? The last one also is Me'ein Chasima. That's why it's there, as we said earlier. Batzer Chadas, that also has to be taken out of Aleka Sheva. And you don't have seven. And you want, like we said, the top Tosfos, there should be either three or seven. Answers the Gemara, yeah. Amri, Kanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Trei Milin, Inhu. Now, those are two, that counts for two. There's two Havdalahs there. Bein Levim, Yisraelim, Dichsiv, Bo'es, Hahi. Hivdil Hashem at Shevet Levi. Hashem separated Shevet Levi. If you look at the Rashi and the Ramban on that pasuk, it's machlok is exactly what is Ba'esahi. Does it mean the Egel? Does it mean later on by Luchashnios? Ba'esahi, Hashem separated Shevet Levi. Bein HaKohanim L'Leviim, Dechsev the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Bnei Amram, Aaron U'Moshe. Vayibadel Aharon L'Haktisho Kodesh Kadashim. So that's how you get seven. Period. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada right here, he says, I have some others. I have some other Havdalahs. Why only these? He says, Lo me'eino maskir ben chaya ha-ne'achel uzu ben chaya shelo se'achel. So the answer is, okay, that maybe is included in Tamei and Tahar. But then he says, why doesn't it say others? Like, the Haksiv, the Parshas Truma, v'hivdila ha-paroches lochem ben ha-kodush uven kodesh ha-kodashim. Right? The Heichal and the Azara. There's a Havdalah there. Right, Yaskir Ba'avdalas, Bein Kodesh Bein Kodashim. And the aim Latarates, the Nechla Ba'amra, Bein Kodesh L'chol. Mishum the Kodesh L'gav Bein Kodesh Kodashim, Chashev Kemal Chol. Does it? Hey, no. You look, it says, Karnal V'yim V'Yisraelim Trey Mili Ninu. So you have a Nir Ali, Delo Ratsu Tudeis. Delo Ratsu L'haskir Im Ha'avdalas, El Arak Osan, D'Shaychi Gam Bizman Hazeh. You only want to make Avdalas that apply in this Bizman Hazeh. Da'afilo Avdalas Bein Yisraelim L'Levi'im. But Havdalah in Kodesh and Kodesh Kadashim, there's no Matzias except in Bizman Abayis. Number one. Number two, the other answer is that we only want to say Havdalahs that we create. But Havdalahs that, we're only saying Havdalahs that Hashem creates. All the Havdalahs that Hashem does are Lachoshech, Yisrael, La'amim, right? So all the Havdalahs that Hashem creates, that's what we have to mention. Anything that we do, that like between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim, we create that, so then that is not something that we mention. Says the Chashuke Chambed, so what Havdalah are we going to say when Mashiach comes? According to both answers, he says, number one, he says that's going to be L'maisa, and number two, according to Rashi in Sukkah, we know it's a machlokas Rishonim, according to Rashi that says that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down min HaShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make that chilek also. Going to make that Avdala also. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Michta my chasim, fourth to last line. What chasima do you say? We had all these different days. Rav Amar Makadish Yisrael, that's the chasima that you make. Ushmuel Amar HaMavza Mekodesh Lechol. And that's what we say. Shlayit alei Abaya v'itamer of Yosef v'hadarav. Abaya of Yosef hated Rav Shita. You can't say Mekadesh Yisrael. Lyit. Why so lyit? The Eretz Sameach says it shouldn't appear that Am Yisrael have anything to do with Kedusha Shabbos. That's why you can't say Mekadesh Yisrael after Shabbos. Right? Mekadesh Yisrael v'haz Mekadesh Shabbos. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael is a yontif idea. That's the Eretz Sameach. If you look in Rav Elazar Meir Horovitz here in the back, he says no. Mekadesh Shabbos would give the impression that the Kedusha is continuing, as if Sunday has some Kedusha. And Sunday does not have Kedusha, that's a different religion. And therefore, that's why they were liyat alei, that's why they were very upset at this day. Tanim Mishpeh Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, Kol Achose Mekadesh Yisrael, V'hamavdu Mekodesh Lechol, Ma'arichan Lo Yama V'shnosav. Anyone who finishes Mekadesh Yisrael, V'hamavdu, both, it's a good thing to do both. We don't paskin like him, right? As we said before, we just do Hamavdil Bein Kodesh Lachol. Good. Ula Iklal Pumpadisa. Ula visited Pumpadisa. Amar Le Rav Yehuda Le Rav Yitzchak Bray Zil Amti Le Kakala Depere. Do me a favor, son. Please bring Ula a basket of fruit. Bring him a basket of fruit. V'chazi Eich Avdil. And while you're there, see how he makes Avdala. See what he says for Avdala. Lo azal. So, he wasn't in the mood to go. So, he didn't go. Shadar leil abaya. He sent abaya instead. He was too busy. Ki asa abaya amar lei hechi amar. So, when abaya came back, he said, how is it hechi amar? What did he say? Amar lei baruch hamavdil mekodesh lechol. Amar v'sulo. So, that's it. He said, baruch hamavdil. So, asal kami davua amar lei hechi amar. He came back to his father, and he told his father, what did he say? Amar lei, anolo azli. Well, I didn't really go. Anash adrisi l'abaya. I sent abaya, v'amar li, and he said to me, hamavda min kodesh l'chol. So this is what he told me. Amar lei, rav revanuse demar, v'sararuse demar. This means your haughtiness, your lack of wanting to go. Rashbam says, ka'as olav, al shalo halachu ba'atzmo. He should have gone himself. So you're right, taking authority into your own hands, holding yourself too high. Garmale lamar de lotema shvaitse mipume. This is not going to be repeated in your name. Right? It's not going to be repeated in your name, so you lost out. Right? The Mefarshim explained, he wanted him to go see his Rebbe. He didn't want him to just get the information. He wanted him to go see his Rebbe. A couple of points. Number one is he was going to give him a matana on Shabbos. Right? Kakal de Pere. You're allowed to give him matana on Shabbos. Right? That is a discussion in the postgame. We know one is there's an Issa D'Rabban and a Mekach U'Memkar on Shabbos. What about giving a gift? So there is, there are some Rishonim that say gifts are never included. Because you don't always record gifts. Right? So what about carrying it? Maybe there's an Eruv. maybe lechora, I have to say, and it was within the tchum. But the halacha lemaisa, the Shmir Shabbos says that one shouldn't give a gift unless it's tzorach mitzvah for sure. Asur litein matana b'Shabbos v'yantiv, says the Shmir Shabbos. Ella imkein yesh but tzorach Shabbos o yantiv o tzorach mitzvah sayom, like we just had. If somebody has a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, and they have to give it to their friend to be yotzei l'kachtem lachem, so in that case, there's no choice, so you can give it to be yotzei. So, but otherwise, one, if it's not a tzorach mitzvah, one should not be giving a gift, and that's why many times you give it to a bar mitzvah boy or whatever, he'll be koned after Shabbos, or we were already zocher for it for him before Shabbos, whatever it is. And he says the iser zeh shel nesidas matana b'Shabbos v'yantiv chal gam al hanosein v'gam al hamakabel. Right, it doesn't matter. V'yabalitein matana b'Shabbos v'yantiv lachasan o lebar mitzvah yikne osa lo al yedei acher mi ba'od yom. Right, bizoche on behalf before Shabbos. V'imlo asakein yiskavein amakabel sholazakos b'matana adachar tesayom. And if not, and if he didn't do it, then he should have a kavana not to be zoche in it until after Shabbos. So what happens here? Maybe he gave it to him after Shabbos. Doesn't say what he gave it to him. Maybe he gave it to him. It's food, so maybe it's not a tzorach mitzvah. He needed it. Okay, he could have used it on Shabbos. Doesn't say that he needed it on Shabbos. Right, even when you give a bottle of wine to somebody, I don't know if that's a tzorach mitzvah. It can be used, but or you could say when you bring it over to you, this is my wine that I'm sharing with you that we could use now. You don't have to give it as a gift, but it's still tzorach mitzvah. Well, you don't have a choice. You have a choice to give it right to the chassid. They're giving svarim also, but either way, that is
maybe it was after
Meir. Maybe he doesn't say what he gave it to him. Maybe he was going to give it to him after the Avdallah. Either way, what's so important also about it's not going to be said in your name. Ha'omer davar b'shem amro. This we've quoted in the past. We like to quote this Maimer of Rav Matisyahu Solomon in one of his Sfarim on Moadim. He says, Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, maybe Gula La'olam. What's so great about Omer Davar B'Shem Amro? So he says, it's really a hashkafa. Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, maybe Gula La'olam. What does that mean? It means if you're an Omer Davar B'Shem Amro person, then Hashem will bring Gula to the Olam through you. After all, what's the source? Esther. Esther told Achashverosh about the assassination plot, B'Shem Mordechai. That's the source. So she was Zochet to be the tool that Hashem used. Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amro. That is the someone who doesn't take the credit. Someone who passes it on and say, it's really them. It's not me. And even quotes the beautiful, unbelievable Medrash, really, where the Medrash Tanchuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yisro was asked, his daughters, why'd you come so quickly? And it says, what? Ish Mitzri, Tzilanu Miad Aroim. So, on some Midrashim, blame Moshe for that. Ish Mitzri, and he didn't protest, because he looked like a Mitzri. So, others say, no. The Medrash Tanchuma says, Ish Mitzri, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you know why I'm here? Because of the Mitzri. The Mitzri that I killed, that made me run away. He's not taking any credit. Ish Mitzri. It's like he gives gives a mashal, somebody who was bitten by a snake, and he runs to the water in order to wash off his bite, and he sees a baby drowning in the water, and he saves the baby, and he says, oh, thank you so much for saving me. He says, oh, I didn't save you, the snake saved you. Snake saved you. Somebody who acknowledges that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's that somebody who has the Omer Davar B'Shem Amro attitude. And Moshe Rabbeinu was used as a tool for Geula. Ish Mitzri, Silano Miad Aroim, but that's the godless. That's the importance of saying Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Okay, we continue. Meisvei, says the Gemara, Kala Brachas Kulan, Poseach B'Barach, V'Chosim Ben B'Barach, all Brachas start off with Barach and end with Barach. That's the rule of Brachas. Chutz mi birchas mitzvos u birchas haperos u brachas mucha lachavrta. Except for birchas haMitzvos, right? Only start off with the Baruch. Baruch Hashem Gam Echolam, Baruch Pereitz. I'm saying birchas haMitzvos is right lahaniach tefillin. U birchas haperos, Baruch Pereitz. U brachas mucha lachavrta, or a bracha that's in a unit. Brachas mucha lachavrta that is in a seder of brachos, like in Shmona Esrei, like in others. Interesting lumdis, which bracha in the which part of the first bracha counts. The Rashbam here says it's the bracha d'Hashem at the beginning of the first bracha that works for the later brachas. Other Rishonim say it's the bracha d'Hashem at the end of the first bracha that covers for the later brachas. Either way, ubracha achrona shebe kriya shma, sheish mehen, and the last bracha in kriya shma, right, all of those, sheish mehen, because meaning there are some exceptions to the rule. This isn't a hard and fast rule. Sheish mehen poseach babarach vein chosim babarach, some start off and don't end. That's the short ones. Sheish mehen shachosim babarach vein poseach babarach, and some end with a barach and don't start with a barach. Those are the smucha lachavertas. Viatova hameitev poseach babarach vein chosim babarach. Natova hameitev only starts with a barach, but doesn't end with a barach, right? The last bracha of benching, because that was misukan, even though it's smucha lechaverta, right? The previous bracha is no derachim, don't start with a barach, but this was a later hosafa. And therefore, it's the bracha drabanan of benching, and therefore they kept it as a separate bracha. Says the Gemara, kasha le'ula, so it's a kasha to Ula, who start open with barach v'lo chasam, right? Ula in his... earlier, right, Ula went to Bavadisa, that's how he made Avdallah. So, Amalacha Ula, Hanami ki birchas ha-mitzvahs damya, birch, why? This is similar to birchas ha-mitzvahs. Birchas ha-mitzvahs, my time mishim to hoda'ahi. Birchas ha-mitzvahs, why do you not need? Because it's a short, one-shot hoda'ah. Hanami hoda'ahi. This is also hoda'ah, and that's why it is not required to start and end with a barach. So there is big discussions, right, in Tosfos, in other Rishonim, in about various brachos, why they do not start with a barach or end with a barach. So this first Tosfos of Kala Brachas, he starts off with Elokai Neshama. When somebody wakes up in the morning, he says Elokai Neshama. So where's the smucha lechaverta for Elokai Neshama? The Tosfos Harash in Brachas has an amazing suggestion. It's smucha lechaverta to Hamapil. Elokai Neshama in the morning is smucha lechaverta to Hamapil. That's an unbelievable day. You sleep in the middle. How is that smucha lechaverta? On a hashkafic level, it's unbelievable. It just shows that sleeping is also not a hefsik of avodas Hashem. Sleeping is also, if I sleep properly, it's not a hefsik. If I sleep properly, it's not a hefsik. Because in the Tosfos Arash and the Meiri in Brachas Daf Samach quote that's that answer. But Tosfos asked the question: Vekasha atu ashlo nivra haolam tfilas haderech. So Tosfos quotes v'yishlamar lefish. Those are not really brachos. Those are tfilos. Right, that's an interesting point. Tfilos HaDerech, we mentioned yesterday, maybe that was the Rav Nassan Adler about the Birchas HaReach and the Maharami Rutenberg. There's another answer also. Rabbeinu Yonah writes about Tfilos HaDerech. Really, it's the bracha of Shomea Tfilah. So it says Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, because Shomea Tfilah in its normal context is smucha lechaverta to the beginning brachas of Shmona Esrei, so then even when it's taken out of context for Tfilas HaDerech, it still retains its own normal, usual text. That's an answer Rabbeinu Yonah gives. But this is a fascinating sugya because so many mitzvos and brachos are discussed trying to figure out the smucha lechaverta. He talks about in the next toast, what about the brachas after the Haftorah? After the Haftorah, right? What about Harevna? Oh, is Harevna part of the previous bracha? Is it a separate bracha? Right, he talks about the brachas of Nisuin. The Sheva Brachas of Nisuin, Shakol Barach Lefodo, Yotzer Adam, Asher Yatzar, right, all of those, are those said, why are those not Smucha Lechaverta? Right, if you look at the middle of the medium lines, Ubirchas La'aso Pedivrei Torah V'Harevna, Omer Shi Bracha Achas, that's one bracha. What about Yehalalucha at the end of, we'll end with this one, Yehalalucha and Yishtabach. What about Yishtabach? What about Yishtabach, says Tosfos, it's really one long bracha, from Barach Shamar to Yishtabach. What does that tell us? We're in the middle of a bracha in Psukei Dezimra. Says Tosfos on the first wide line, V'imke nire she'ein lahafsik bein barach she'amar liyishtabach. You can't be mafsik. You're in the middle of a bracha. Nobody would be mafsik. If somebody's saying a bracha, nobody would be mafsik. We just don't realize that Psukei Dezimra is also a bracha. If we would have that mentality, then we wouldn't talk during Psukei Dezimra. But again, this is all different suggestions. He talks about the Hallel on Pesach night. Again, these are all different suggestions in the context of Smucha Lechavertas. Just to end with a Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this too in Eben Ezer. Chelek Aleph Simin Tzadi Dalid. His tshuva is there any reason not to split up the Sheva Brachas to different people? The first two brachos, so that a number of posts can say to do. The first two brachos, why? Because the first bracha is Bere Peragafen. By Sheva Brachos under the chuppah. So there, and he's not drinking the wine, the first person. So there, as we alluded to yesterday, when you have a Birchas HaNen in the context of a Birchas HaMitzvah, so you usually say you can be Yotze, but as long as you're saying the other bracha, like Kiddushin, like Pidyon HaBen, like Bris Milah. But here, But here you only say Bari Perek Afin. So a number of poskim say to have the person saying the first bracha also say the second bracha. It's not ma'akev, but that is what his suggestion. But the question was asked to Rav Moshe, what about all the brachas? If they need to be smucha l'chaverta, do you need one person to say all of them? That was the question that was asked for Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, I don't think so. I don't think you need to be machmed about this. He says, Ein talui baha adam ela baha bracha. Kivan she tiknu alio smucha. Ein dina bepsicha af kishira shaomer mosabalo smicha. Vihi baosa chashivas bracha she yeshlak shenemeris besmucha lakach. Lachain in kpeda gam lachalkam laharbi anashim af bishvil tzorach katan. Sheimba zedichui vakula beisurin el shabalo tzorach. If there's no tzorach, there's only one rabbi there and you want to give it to him, so fine. But otherwise, he does not think that there is any reason that you have to put them all together. What if you have somebody who's not going to have kavana for any of the other brachas? We're mako there too. Either way, this is Rav Moshe relating to the Evan Ezer, relating to the Sheva brachas. And the Minhag Olam, as we know, is to split up the Sheva brachas to different people. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue with more smucha l'chaverta issues and other Kiddush and Avdallah issues coming up. Again, remember, Dafi Yin Shir was given last night, in Yonim of Kiddush, and Parsha Shir is tonight.